Bro, he is the biggest actor in the fucking world.
Hey, that's what he was just talking about, you know what I mean? That's what happens on Spotify. You hear some extra stuff, you know what I mean? You want to hear more extra stuff? Be a patron and you get behind the scenes stuff. We're going to talk about what we're doing. Welcome back, Relics of Raw, Friday night, episode 170, part 2. I'm here with the GOAT, Brandon, and we got the producer, Jared, in the house. What's good? Now we get into the basketball playoffs. It's getting crazy. But before we do that, thank y'all for watching on YouTube, listening on Spotify, check us out on Facebook, at Relics of Pod on Twitter, Relics of Sports Talk on TikTok. Love for my Commanders. I mean, I like our two picks. I mean, I guess. Love for the Black Mama and all the love for my mama. Because on Relics of Sports Talk, we talk about sports from Hall of Famers to the local talent to the big-time storyline. And a big-time storyline right now, no offense to you, Darren, and Tyler at Fatboy Fadeaway. The Warriors just blew it. What is going on? Brandon, the Warriors, after never winning playoff games on the road or winning any games on the road all year, you get a big road win. And De'Aaron Fox, his finger's broken. You coming back home to close him out. Andrew Wiggins is showing up. And you lay up and get home. What's your thoughts about that?
I mean, they win by, what is that, almost 30? No.
Nah, it's like 17.
Okay, they won by 19. 19. And Sabonis had 7 points.
He was in foul trouble the whole game, yo.
I mean, I'm telling you, man, this is not a good look. Even if they squeeze this win out, can they get past the next round?
I mean, you're looking at the Lakers in Memphis. I mean, they could, but they got to win.
Sacramento, is it Sacramento that good? Or is the Warriors just...
Well, Sacramento was the highest scoring team in the league.
Right.
Highest scoring team. They ain't played no defense.
The Warriors under 100 points, too, so...
That's what's crazy. I don't understand what's going on. I cannot believe they blew... I thought that was a lock. That would have been a lot that Golden State would win this game. I am baffled by the whole thing. I can't wait to talk to Darren and Tyler about this because I can't understand it at all. I don't know.
I don't get it either.
But maybe the Kings have some people that we're not giving credit for. You know, they got the rookie. They got the rookie that's out here doing big things. Herder, who they got from Atlanta, is out here making big shots. I mean, Mike Brown knows Golden State.
Malik Monk was huge. Yeah. I mean, Mike Brown, great coach.
And he knows them. Yep. He's coached LeBron. He's coached for the Cavs. He's coached for he's coached big time players.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy how coaching can make a difference. Like in the Buck series, which we'll get to. But coaching matters. When you get to this stature right here, when you make it to the league, everybody's good or great. You know what I mean? Coaching is going to elevate the rest of it. I believe that sincerely. But the Warriors, I'm not going to say they're going to lose Game 7 because if I had to put money on it, I would still pick them just because of the pedigree and everything. But I don't want Steph Curry getting 5 rings. And nothing against Steph Curry. You can't hate on him. You can't hate Steph Curry. But I don't want you to get 5 rings. You know what I mean? So, cool for the Kings. I can't wait to Game 7. That's going to be great. But now for our team, Brandon, the Lakers. We love the Lakers. We hate LeBron. So, it's like a double-edged sword. Because I don't want him to get 5 rings either. But I want my team to win. So, it's kind of sucky. It's kind of sucky. Right now, we up, 11 or something, so. What are your thoughts about the Lakers? I mean, we know we're older right now. We know we got some young talent that I'm scared that LeBron's going to push away to try to get his son drafted. I don't know. What do you think about the Lakers going forward right now?
This is our last shot to make it for a while. I don't see a bright future.
Wow.
I don't think LeBron stays after this year. I think he
really
out, maybe. It depends, man. I don't see you winning much with AD and LeBron and just veteran Beasley's and players like that. That's just not enough, man.
I mean, I don't know. We're playing the number two seed right now.
Yeah,
and you already dogging.
Whose star is banged up and who has a bunch of players.
I mean, I feel you. But that's how Giannis got his first ring with injuries on other teams. A lot of people have won their rings with injuries. I mean, things like that happen. Yeah. Who knows?
I mean, it's possible. Definitely this year.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if the Lakers are going to hold off or not. I think both of these games might go to Game 7s. Who knows? Who knows? But a series that won't go to Game 7 actually ended. The Bucks, who was my pick to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, fall. And they didn't fall in like a Game 7. It wasn't like it was like, oh my God, it was so close. They got dismantled by the Heat. Why do you think that happened?
You know, part of it's coaching. I know Giannis wasn't 100%.
He had a triple-double, dude. He had a triple-double.
Yeah, they still was playing against a team with a bunch of undrafted guys and backups and Jimmy Butler. Difference being, Giannis, I don't think, is a leader. Hold him accountable.
Ooh.
He's not making his team better. He's not speaking up. Jimmy leads by example, and he proved it. Single-handedly won a series, it looks like.
I'm with you with that. I'm with you 100% with that. Until I saw the press conference. When I saw Giannis get raw in the press conference, I feel like that gave me hope that he might do something. Because I looked at Giannis and I'm like, yo, he's trying to expand his game. He's practicing on his jump shot. Because we always thought, you can't shoot, dude. You can't shoot. You can't shoot threes. You can't shoot. It seemed like he was getting better the past couple of years. This year, I don't know if he got fat and happy with his championship or what. He looked like he couldn't make nothing. I mean, he went to the free throw line, and I'm like, he's going to miss that shit. I had no hope for him.
Yeah, I have a different take on it. I mean, he's like, it's not a failure, this and that. No, I think it was a failure for you, dude. Did they win last year?
Last year?
Who was the defending champion? No, it was the... The year before last.
They won the year before last.
And they're getting knocked out in the first round by like a practice team squad.
By a team that was in the play-in tournament.
Exactly. And, that's a disappointment. And someone needs to be held accountable. I think it's going to be the head coach.
Yes.
They do need to, I think, blow some things up. Maybe get rid of Middleton.
Get rid of Middleton?
Lopez? Well, I mean, not Lopez. Holiday, is he the guy or not? Sometimes not. It's something missing there, man.
Before I get
it's
to
a
the
leadership thing missing.
Before I get to something missing, I agree with you. It is leadership, and I think it starts with the coaching. The coaching, I think, was the biggest thing. When you got another organization that you have a pedigree of historical value as far as the coaching ranks go, with Pat Riley going all the way down to Eric Spoelstra. They have a lineage there.
Ready to coach in the game, hands down.
Yeah, they have a lineage right there. You know what I'm saying? Spoelstra was getting laughed at before, but he's earned his keep, yo. He's earned his stuff.
He's great. He's
you know
great.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I look at the Bucks and I'm like, Jimmy Butler's out here scoring 22 points in the first quarter. He's doing all these different things, and you haven't changed your game plan. Drew Holiday is still guarding him, getting beat up all the time. If you're Giannis, why are you not saying, I got him?
I'm
going to take him.
Exactly.
I'm the man. Let me get him, yo. He ain't going to beat our team. That never happened. Whether it was Giannis or the coach, neither one of them things happened because Jimmy Butler in the last play.
That's the difference.
Yeah, the last play when the coach Spoelstra designed a play that wasn't for Jimmy Butler, he was like, nah, bro. This shit's coming to me, yo. You know what I'm saying?
No.
That's the difference. No. Giannis ain't doing none of that.
No.
Jimmy Butler is that dog. I wish he would have been a Laker. God, I wish he would have been a Laker.
Yeah.
So many organizations wish they would have kept him, like Philly right now.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I agree completely with you. I think it's the culture, and I think it's the coaching that changed everything. When you go back to the talk about Giannis with the failure thing, I look at it on the other side because I look at it as he's always been humble, like, well, you know, whatever, whatever. He got kind of mean and mad. He was like, you know what I'm saying? There's no failures in sports, you know what I'm saying? It's steps to success. Nike actually did a commercial about his press conference as an advertisement because nobody expected that from Giannis. So I think Giannis, hopefully, I'm hopeful that Giannis is going to use this to fuel him to shoot a goddamn free throw, Shaq. Do something to practice your shit, dude.
I would practice your shit. Get the line more than him.
You know what I'm saying? Stop having your brothers who ain't shit playing the All-Star game weekend with you and you're running around playing. Practice your jump shot, dude. Stop doing all this family shit. You know what I mean? Come on, dude.
You know what might be his problem? He doesn't seem like he's friends with anybody on the team or even close or even maybe. Talk to him.
And I thought he was friends with Middleton. I thought him and Middleton were cool.
Maybe they get along, but he just seems like a quiet, meek, loner dude or something. You know what I mean?
I mean, I knew another quiet, loner dude that demanded to be successful, and this guy right here.
But he wasn't quiet.
He was quiet? He wouldn't go out with nobody. He wouldn't say nothing. He wouldn't do shit.
But on the court, he ain't quiet.
Oh, on the court, it's different. Yeah, you right on the court, yeah. Hell yeah. So I'm hoping that this press conference is going to bring something out of Giannis. Because physically gifted, he's a fucking freak. And he can do so many different things. Get angry. Yeah. Stop being so happy and nice. Yeah. Dwight Howard, stop smiling, motherfucker. Stop smiling. That's why you over here in Korea with Jackie Yeh playing in those leagues over there doing different things with Jeremy Lin. You know what I'm saying? Stop smiling. Yeah, and Jackie Yeh, yes. He has a show on Realism Sports Talk Network. It's called what, producer?
Business Trip.
Business Trip. He's going to have his first episode coming soon from Taipei, Taiwan. Anyway, stop smiling. Get angry. Be mean. Jimmy Butler said, that's my shit! In the same house that LeBron was in, Chris Bosh, Shaq, and Dwayne Wade. That's the kind of dude I want. That's the kind of dude I want. I don't know. But getting to the series... Getting to the series that happens. We're looking at Miami right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing the Knicks. The Knicks, big wins over the Cavs. I thought it was going to be closer than that.
Miami.
But Jimmy Butler, what do they call him? Jimmy Butler, because Jimmy Butler, he's him. He is I and him. He is that dude. But, you know, we old enough to look back in the day with the Knicks and the Heat rivalry. When fouls were not fouls.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. How do you think this affects basketball? Because as me as a basketball fan that really could kind of fade away from basketball, you know, all of us did. Even Keith and his Spurs were winning all the time. He's like, I ain't watched this shit in a long time.
Yeah.
Do you think rivalries like the Knicks and Miami, stuff like that, will help people come back to basketball?
It may help a little. I just wish they would let them play a little more physical. It's way too many whistles. I mean, everything's a foul. You got, like, I've seen LeBron twice flop like he's got shot and nobody's touched him trying to get a foul. Like,
no shit.
You know what I'm saying? Play with Charles Oakley and them back then and see if that shit, you wouldn't have got an elbow in the face and shit wouldn't have been called. So,
I'm with you.
It's going to help a little bit, but I wish they would, ease up on a foul call.
And I think the foul calls, like you said, I'm with you 100%. I think they do that because everything's about money now. Everything's about money. You want to protect the quarterback in football. You want to protect the superstars in basketball. Like when LeBron tried to say he got hit in the nuts by Dylan Brooks. Dylan Brooks was trying to get a steal. He might have grazed your little ass fucking little LeBron. You out here laying around. That shows you how much of a punk you are. Anyway.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But I think it's exciting storylines because... Only because I get to see the replays of when, like, Alonzo Mourning is slamming people and Jeff Van Gundy's running and getting smacked. You know what I'm saying? All these different players doing different things. Starks out here. I love the rivalry between the Knicks and Miami. And I think it's going to be a physical series. I really do think it's going to be a physical series. So what's your biggest factor in that series going forward?
The biggest factor for me is, can Jimmy do that again against a way better defensive team? I don't think so. The biggest factor is, can they stop Brando and Brunson? I don't think so. I think the Knicks take it in six. Jimmy is all he can do, but he's one man.
Wow, okay. Okay. Yeah. So you think fatigue's going to have something to do with Jimmy?
Yeah, I mean, he's putting up 50 and 40 and making fourth-quarter comebacks every game. You can't keep – and he's not young. I mean, you can't keep doing that shit.
I feel you, but it's exciting to watch. It's exciting to watch.
Yeah.
I'm with you. So we got some injuries. We know about Tyler Hero for Miami, who's out. Oladipo, who's out. Randall, we don't know what's going to happen with Randall, if he's going to be ready to play. But I remember before the playoffs started, I was like, ooh, Randall might not be able to play. The Cavs are going to win. He came out here and showed the fuck out in game one. You know what I mean? So I think Randall's going to be ready to play. I think Brunson's going to be ready to play. I think this series is crazy.
You know, you had a great series, don't you?
What?
Who else had a great series for the Knicks? RJ had a great series for the Knicks.
Did he play?
Man, he averaged like 25 a game in that series.
I ain't even pay no attention to RJ Barrett.
That's why they won.
I don't know. I thought Robinson on the inside was the biggest factor in that series.
No, he was the big factor.
He was killing Mobley. He was killing Jared Allen. I think the rebounding for the Knicks against the Cavs, which I would have never thought was going to happen, was the biggest impact to that. And
I expected more from Donovan, honestly.
Me too. I think so. I think playing the Knicks was mentally draining for him, because he's from there. He thought he was going there, and then and you know what I'm saying. It's just one of them things. Since the first game in New York, he shit the bed. I think it was big time. Lights was too much for him. And I'm going to have to get to the point where I have to give Brunson some love. I'm a Georgetown fan. I don't want to give Villanova people no love, except for Chris Jenkins because of his last name when he hit the game winning shot to win the championship. Only because of that. But, I mean, Luka even came out and said, you know what I mean? I miss Brunson. Damn! And you Luka! And you got Kyrie beside you! But anyway, that's another topic. I think it's going to be a great series. I hope it goes long, because I want to see the continued highlights of all the fighting and everything going on. You know what I mean? I just hope it lives up to the hype. I hope Butler doesn't fade off, because they've lost a lot of players. And Miami's full of, like you said, undrafted players.
Yeah.
Undrafted players. And I'm looking at Bam Adebayo like, you might be one of the most overrated big men I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Kevin Love was out playing him in some games.
Kevin Love has showed up way bigger than I thought he would do.
Yeah.
I remember before, when Russell Westbrook, when we released him, I said Miami should go get Westbrook. And I'm looking at it like, I wonder if Westbrook would have been some kind of huge factor for Miami with that lineup. Because him and Butler both are dogs. Like, he's not playing with Durant, who's not a dog. Butler's a dog. Westbrook's a dog. I wonder how that would have worked out. I don't know. But anyway, I hope it's a good series. Other series in the West that's already ready. Denver, the number one seed. Number one seed. Two-time MVP Jokic. Phoenix making a big trade. Getting Kevin Durant. What's going to be the biggest factor in that series, Brandon?
Say it. Phoenix is benched. That doesn't exist. Ooh. They gotta stay healthy, man.
Yes.
They stay healthy, and Aiden can play decent, which I don't expect him to against Jokic. But yeah, they gotta stay healthy. They stay healthy. If Chris Paul, Booker, anything happens, they miss a game, that shit's over.
I'm with you 100%. That's exactly what I said. The biggest factor for me was Aiden on the defensive end. I think he needs to humble himself and say, hey, I don't need to score 20. I need to learn my role and do what I need to do and play defense and rebound. Because those other three guys that you mentioned are going to hit these shots. They're going to score.
Yeah, hit range. Booker and Durant's going to get there.
They're going to get that. So my biggest thing was Denver's defense, which was average at best all year, is their problem. And the Suns' depth is their problem. Mm-hmm. So what does each team need to do to win?
I mean, you're not going to stop Jokic. I mean, but if you can just... If you could just, like you said, Aiden, when the war is eating up, just blocking some shots, Murray coming in there off some screen and rolls, I think they can win this in five games.
Wow.
I don't see how they stop Durant or Booker. The way Booker's playing right now, I don't see it.
Five games?
And Joker just putting up stats, yes, great, against who?
He's a stat stuffer. He's a LeBron Jr.
Exactly, but I watched them. They don't look that impressive to me. They beat the Timberwolves.
I picked the Timberwolves to beat them.
I mean, but...
they're the most dysfunctional team in the NBA, yo. It's unbelievable how dysfunctional they are. It's crazy.
Yeah. And Edwards needs to get out of there now. So.
Yeah, it's crazy because I look at it as if Denver can wear on Phoenix, just wear them down, keep every game. Don't get beat, like you said, in five games. If it can go six, seven games, Denver has a chance because they're leaning on their depth to weigh on them. You know what I mean? Like Chris Paul and his injuries. Kevin Durant, his injuries.
Yeah, let him stay healthy.
If they can make it a long series, Denver has a chance. If it's a short one,
Phoenix still the first two or something. It might be a sweep.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So Denver needs to win game one. I think it's more important for Denver to win game one more than Phoenix winning game one. I think that's a big thing. So here's my thing. So we talk about legacy. I want to talk about legacy a lot. Chris Paul, we know about Chris Paul and everything about him. All his accolades. He's a 12-time All-Star, 11-time All-NBA, 9 times All-Defensive Player. I don't think people know that. 5-time assist champ, 6-time steals champ, and he finally made it to the finals a couple years ago. The Joker, 2-time MVP, almost won 3. He's only been like an All-Star a couple times and All-NBA a couple times. In the Olympics, he's got some stuff as an overseas player, whatnot. Whose legacy means more to win to get to the finals?
Who needs it more?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, Chris Paul doesn't need a ring to be regarded as one of the best ever. So, I think Jokic needs this more because this is his best chance to get it, I think.
Yes, Brandon. Yes, exactly.
John Stockton, Pat Ewing, a lot of great players never won a ring. They're still the best at all time at what they did. Barkley, a lot of greats. You still know Malone, they didn't win, but they're still all-time greats. Chris Paul's an all-time great, doesn't need a ring to show it. Jokic, he's still young, got a lot of years, but this might be his best shot. So I'm going to say Jokic.
I agree completely with you. But now I'm gonna change the whole question now. Does Chris Paul need to win a ring to enhance his legacy? Or Joker needs to get to the finals? Which one's more important? Which one has a bigger impact?
Chris Paul getting a ring.
Chris Paul getting a ring will make him whatever status he's at. It'll elevate him that much more.
Yeah, I'm a top 3 point guard ever or something like that.
So if he wins, he's top 3.
Well, yeah, I was just throwing that number out there.
Top whatever. Excellent. Top 5 at least.
Whatever. He's up there. Yeah, he's up
but
there.
Without a ring, he's what? 10? Top 10?
Yeah, he's still top 10. I mean, you said it yourself, all the accolades he has and how good he is.
Yeah.
He's just been on some weak teams and played against some players, Shaq, Kobe's, and,
He's been on teams that should have won a lot. Should have won a lot.
They ran into some. He's had some bad luck with injuries.
He has. I agree with you completely. I think the Joker has to do something. He's been in the league 9 years, and each year his team has been elevated. He's won 2 MVPs, almost won 3.
And you're number one seed.
It's like your first time winning number one seed, and in a conference that anybody can win. We're talking about the 7 seed Lakers and the 6 seed Golden State going in the next round. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about 2 and 3 getting eliminated. You know what I'm saying? So if your time is now, John Cena. You need to do it right now. You need to do some stuff. This is it. And as a European player, we look at Dirk. We look at who else we look at?
That's about it. Ginobili, I guess, maybe.
Ginobili. I guess, is Giannis considered?
Well, I guess. Yeah, I mean,
do we consider that?
He was born over there, so I guess.
But I don't really hear people talk about it. Anyway, I think the Joker to be serious, because I don't take him serious. Even though he puts up stat, being a stat stuffer, I just can't do it. Just can't do it. All right. The big time. So who you got winning that? And why?
That's it. The Suns.
Suns win?
Yeah, I think they win that series.
After the way they looked against the Clippers?
Let me tell you, man. Westbrook gained respect for me, for one. And they played, man. They played. And no depth. They had a good game plan, whatever. But I just don't see them stopping Durant or Booker. If Booker plays like that again, Paul will be on a mission. Chris Paul will play better, I think. So
I'm with you completely, because I think next year, the way the Clippers have said, we're standing behind Paul George and Kawhi Leonard for next year. The way their team is deep, their team is deep as I don't know what, just like Denver's. I could see them two being in the Western Conference Finals next year. But I'm going to take Phoenix, too, just because Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant and Booker. I feel like Ayton has to show up at some point. Really? Right?
He's the factor, man.
He's the biggest factor in the whole thing for me.
Yeah.
Biggest factor for me. So I take Phoenix, too, but I think it's going to go like 6, maybe even 7. I don't know. But in the biggest one in the East, the biggest one, and I have to admit that Darren has put some thoughts in my mind about Philadelphia. Philadelphia 76ers against Boston. Talk about a rivalry. Both of these teams have been battling trying to get to win a championship for the past, 6 years? Going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Who's under the most pressure? Because I look at Jason Tatum and all them. They've been to the Eastern Conference semifinals or the finals every year since Tatum has been in the league. Every year. And you got nothing to show for it. And we look at Joel Embiid, who's going to win MVP. James Harden, who's had his hiccups. You know what I mean? Assist leader this year. Who's under the more pressure to win this? Because the winner of this is going to be the favorite to go to the finals.
I'm going to say pressure. I would almost say Philly, man, because if Doc comes out and gets swept, or just, but Doc, I mean, the Sixers, Doc's gone, man. He should have been gone, but Harden's last year there, not that he's making much of a difference.
He's an assist leader. What do you mean?
Huh?
He's leading the NBA in assists.
In assists, because he throwing it to Embiid, who's fucking leading in scoring. So.
Stockton did that shit all the time with Karl Malone. What's the difference? Yeah. To beat Magic's record. So what?
They were both dirty ass motherfuckers. That's what they're But anyway. No, I think it's Embiid, man, because I love Embiid. He's great. I don't know how much longer he plays with his whatever's wrong with him. Injuries. He looks in pain every time he takes the floor. Celtics got a first-year head coach, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he took over after dude was banging. Everybody.
Yeah, who's going to Houston now, who Harden's probably going to go play for, with Jalen Green, who's a star. So, go ahead.
Yeah, they got some talent. But, yeah, I think this is Houston's best opportunity to win. So, Boston, they'll still be around for a little bit.
But we talked about it on previous episodes. We were talking about, if Hart does leave, about a Bradley Beal or Damian Lillard coming there. So I can't say Philly's done, because Maxey is dope still.
Yeah, no, he's good.
So I don't know if they're done like that. I don't know.
No, I ain't going to say done.
I feel like more pressure's on Boston because of the past 6 years. You've made it to the semifinals or the finals every year. Every year you've been right there to win. And Jason Tatum, who is my favorite player, by accident, has come up small in these big moments. You set the record for turnovers last year in the finals, beating LeBron. And Jaylen Brown is saying, I'm that guy too. And I don't, the love is still there with him. I just feel like, man, I'm worried about the chemistry about them two, as opposed to Harden humbling himself, saying, yo, I'm going to do whatever it takes. And then Embiid saying, I'm going to get it. I'm really worried about Philadelphia beating Boston. And I never would have said that about a month ago.
No, I feel you. I mean, I honestly think they will beat Boston.
So you're picking Philly to win?
If Embiid stays healthy, yeah.
Well, keep health. Everybody's healthy.
Yeah, health out of it.
You wouldn't have said that. You wouldn't have said that 3 weeks ago.
No, no one.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And Darren,
I thought the Bucks was gonna, you know.
Yeah, me.
Yeah.
Darren, Fatboy Fadeaway Podcast. He said it on the show last week. He said 76ers. That's crazy, dude. It's crazy. And would I be mad about it? Not really. I don't want Harden and shit, but it's okay. It's okay, because Boston, Lakers, you know what I'm saying?
I hate Boston.
You know what I'm saying? I hate them too, but I love Tatum.
And I like their players.
I like Brogdon. I like Marcus Smart.
Yeah, I like the players they got.
So you got Philly winning right now, all health aside. I'm still taking Boston.
I think the Knicks can give Philly some issues if they meet in the Eastern Conference Finals. But yeah, I'm gonna take Philly.
That's crazy.
Court's Boston, right? Yeah, court's Boston.
Yep. So, looking at the NBA right now, we already talked about, we slept on the NBA a little bit, like, we've kind of wavered away from it, whether it's the pussiness or just the super teams or whatever.
Too long of a season, yeah.
But looking at it right now, the state of the NBA, are you willing to watch more of it? There's no super teams. There's nobody with three superstars. You're seeing teams like the Grizzlies, the Kings, the Cavs,
yeah.
All these different teams popping up.
Yeah, no, I tend to watch more like towards playoff time, like when football season's on, and it's just too long of a season for me. Yeah. I can't get into early regular season games that mean nothing.
Right.
after Christmas. New
after
year,
Christmas, I'm sorry, baby.
Stop paying more attention. That's when it should start, Christmas or something.
You know what? It can't even start Christmas no more, Brandon, because the NFL said, nah, we taking that shit from you, too. We're going to have three games on Christmas now. Fuck you, NBA.
Yeah, New Year's Day, you got the college.
You know what I'm saying? Started the New Year. It's basketball on New Year. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. That's how much football is doing this shit. So, I mean, I get you. So, talking about the East real quick before we wrap this up. The East. We look at Miami, who's still in it with Jimmy Butler. The Knicks with Randle and Brunson. The 76ers with Embiid and Harden. The Celtics with Tatum and Brown. Who needs to win for their legacy right now the most? Because Butler's getting towards the end. We don't know about the health of Embiid. Harden might leave. Tatum and Brown, you've done so much together for 6 years and never won nothing. Y'all might split. And Julius Randle and Brunson.
That's the first year together. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. So who needs it more for their legacy?
I'm gonna say it might be. Can it be Boston?
Yes.
Yeah, because
it has to be.
It might be the end of Brown Tatum. I mean, you know what I mean.
It has to be.
I don't know. I wouldn't get rid of either one, but yeah.
They have to win this year, and especially since the Bucks got eliminated. Boston has to win this year.
You can't look like you did against Atlanta.
Yeah, you have to win.
A lot better than that, yeah.
You have to win. And it sucks for Jimmy Butler, but you chose your path to be the only
Jimmy
star.
He took a team to a finals.
Yeah,
and
you chose your path, and we respect you for being that dog. But Boston has to win. You can't go 7 years going to the finals twice, Eastern Conference Championship three times, and then semifinals. You can't not win. You have to win now.
Come away,
So in the West, with Phoenix versus the Warriors, if Phoenix were to beat the Warriors, like you say, the conspiracy theory, in the Western Conference Finals, would that help KD's legacy? Or with the Warriors going back to back, push Curry as a top 10 player ever? Which one's more likely to happen?
They're both the top 10 players ever, but...
You already think Curry's the top 10 player ever? Ever?
I'd be all right. It's hard to say 10 that's better. I mean, it's hard to name 10 that's better.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, well, let's just split the question in half then. Would Phoenix beating the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals help KD's legacy? Because we look at KD and we're like, okay, you jump ship to go to the Warriors. And so it would help his legacy? Or would it matter at all?
I guess it don't matter because he's in a no-win situation. Because they'll be like, you wouldn't join Chris Paul, Ayton, and Booker. But okay, I just beat the Warriors, Draymond.
Right. Clay, you beat the team. Steph.
So, but you know, it's going to help. Yeah, it'll help because, you know, the Warriors, I think a lot of people are expecting them to go.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, too. I think it'll be very must-see TV, though. And that's probably what the NBA wants. That's probably what the NBA
That's what I want to see.
Or the Lakers. They probably don't care. Golden State or the Lakers against KD. They probably don't care. Which way it goes. Which way it goes.
Yeah.
They probably fuck either way. Just make it happen.
Yeah.
But on the other side of it, you say Curry's already a top 10 player? Right now, with four rings, the way he's played, is he a top 10 player right now? Ever?
If not, he's right outside.
Getting his fifth ring, how far does that push him in the top 10?
I mean, it helps a little bit. He's been to, what, 8, 5, 7?
So. He's lost 2.
Okay, so he hasn't lost 6 like LeBron, I guess. Yeah, I think it helps.
I think it's gigantically helping, only because when he won his first rings, whatever, with no extra help, it was kind of controversy with LeBron losing his players, Kyrie and Kevin Love, la, 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 la. And then Kevin Durant won 2 with him. Then he won last year without Kevin Durant. And if you come back to back and win, I think that jumps him.
I mean, you've been to like 8 or 9 of the last 11 finals and shit.
So. I think that jumps him. I really do think he goes in, he's at least top 7.
Yeah, do you think
if he win that ring.
Player ever? Do you think Larry Bird's a top 10 player?
Do I?
Yeah.
I'd have to look at it, but yeah, I mean, if my mind says
Steph,
yes automatically,
Steph
but.
Is Steph better than?
I'd say yes.
Yeah, so that's why I gotta say Steph's top 10.
I'd say yes because the way that Steph has elevated his game as he got older. He didn't used to go to the hole like he does. He's becoming a finisher at the hole. Larry Bird, I think, just because of his stubbornness and the way he worked on the farm and shit and kept getting injured and whatever, I think that took something away from him. But, you know what I'm saying? I would have to put Curry above Bird.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Yeah, and that's crazy to even think about that. Yeah, that's crazy. All right, last thing, Brandon, last thing. LeBron. Our Lakers are up 19 right now, about to go into halftime with 3 minutes left. Is this LeBron's last real chance for ring number 5?
With this Lakers team,
He's not leaving the Lakers, dude.
You don't think he goes to wherever his son gets drafted?
Nah, dude. He's going to make the Lakers draft that motherfucker. Or get him in the G League and put him on G League for the Lakers or something.
You know what? They may change the rule where you don't even have to do that anymore before then. So
for him, they might.
Brooks. I think this is his best chance because it's a weak East. It's a weak East.
Weak West.
I'm sorry. Weak West. And he's some talent on his team. I ain't gonna lie. The coach is my thing. LeBron's defensive effort's not there.
Nah.
So, but it's his best chance. It's not going to happen, but it's his best chance.
He said it's not going to happen.
No.
It's crazy if it does. I don't know how it would feel, man. I hate this situation.
I would count it as a real ring, put it that way.
That's what I've always said. I'll cheer for the Lakers to win, even if that gives LeBron 5 rings to tie Kobe. Because I can always put in my back pocket, like, Yeah, but you want a bubble ring because Kobe died, so that really don't count. It's really more of another ring for Kobe. It's more of another ring for Kobe. You know what I mean?
I mean, hey, Kobe didn't go to 12 finals to be able to fucking get 5 rings.
No shit. Exactly. I'm with you, man. I can't wait to see what happens. Hopefully, we won't blow this 19-point lead.
We're 17 now.
So. Lakers versus Golden State, if they make it, is must-see TV. The NBA would love that to happen. They would love that to happen. I can't wait to see it.
I don't see a way we could beat the Warriors. I think, you tell you, the Kings, I would not mind seeing them win at all.
I wouldn't either. I want to see the Kings play the Knicks in the finals.
Or the Heat.
You know what I mean? I want to see shit like that. I want to see, like, because all those players that I named have never won a ring. Butler ain't won one. I mean, Kings, Randall, Brunson, Embiid, Harden, Tatum, Brown. None of them was won a ring. Nobody.
I don't think the Kings have ever been to a...
They've never been to a finals.
Yeah.
Because the Lakers kept stopping them. Sacramento Queens, like Shaq said.
I know some good-ass teams there.
Good teams. But you had Kobe.
Yeah.
And you had Shaq. I mean, that's what happens.
Whatever.
This is going to be crazy. Basketball has definitely made me want to watch them more. And guys, I know nobody cares. XFL playoffs this weekend.
Was AJ McCarron winning it all?
Nah, AJ McCarron didn't even. Oh, no, they are in it. They're on the other side.
Every time I watch a game, the team's record's like one win. I'm like, oh, what the fuck?
What? My DC team's only lost once. In Seattle with Josh Gordon and Ben DiNucci from JMU, they play each other that's basically the Super Bowl. Because the other side is two whack-ass teams. That's the big Super Bowl right there. D.C. versus Seattle.
Who's the coach, the D.C.?
Who is the D.C. coach? It's somebody famous.
Yeah, I mean, I always see, like, Hines Ward's team.
Hines Ward's team sucks.
Terrell Buckley's
team's horrible.
Yeah, that's like the worst
team. Who's the worst team? It's, who's that? I forget his name.
Wade Phillips, his
team's good. But I'm just saying, the XFL, The Rock is doing good things. USFL, I haven't watched one game.
I think I watched a little bit of one.
I ain't watched that. XFL looks like NFL. And they're doing it smart by the way they're doing it. And we're going to see Bryce Young there in about 4 years. I'm just playing. Might see Sam Howell and Jacoby Brissett. Anyway. Brothers and Sports Talk, episode 170, part 2. We got Terrell. We got the GOAT. We got Jarrett. Thank you for your time, Brandon. Appreciate you, man. Definitely. Jarrett, I know you're tired. The producer is tired out here, yo. He is tired.
Hey, thanks, man. He's doing our things.
Much appreciation to him. So, hey, don't you got a local car wash? If you're around this area, Harrisburg, Virginia, what's the car wash at, Jarrett?
Amco on... Port Road.
Amico on Port Road. Port Road's where JMU is. It's off the interstate two different ways.
9 to 5.
Support Harrisburg Little League. This guy's coaching all kinds of different things from 9 to 5. Come out and support him. I'm going to go get my car washed. Rain, sleet, or snow. I'm going to get it. Appreciate y'all. Brothers and sisters, 170 part 2. Check me out on Fatboy Fadeaway on Sunday morning at 10. Next week, Tyler will be on Relative Sports Talk. Appreciate y'all. Have a good night.
All right.
I beat.